Shout hallelujah. God bless you in Jesus' name. You are welcome to this prophetic broadcast. We thank God for another wonderful day. We bless God for the grace to see the beauty of another day. As we are waking up this morning, the fresh power of God will come upon your life. Jehovah God will make today a day of blessing in your life. King of Kings will make today a day of divine contact of breakthroughs. Your way shall open today. Glory of God shall cover your life. No evil shall befall you. In this prophetic broadcast, the Lord shall bless you abundantly. You will grow in favor and in power. Every satanic immigration officer manifesting in your dream and he say no to your fulfillment shall be disgraced. God shall bless you with financial overflow in the name of Jesus Christ. Your mistake of the past will not destroy your testimony. In the name of Jesus Christ, every garment of disfavor covering your glory shall catch fire. Satanic initiation walking in your root shall be roasted by fire. Any power using your name against you shall die. Satanic incantation working against your spirit man shall perish by fire. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Almighty God shall fight your battle. The King of Kings shall defend his interest in your life. You go from grace to grace, from favor to favor, from power to power. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord will use today to start a new beginning of divine breakthrough in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ, God bless you. You are welcome to this special prophetic broadcast. If you are joining us for the first time, you are welcome. This broadcast comes up every midnight between the hour of 12 midnight to 1 a.m. If you don't get it around that time, you need to call our attention quickly so that you can get this broadcast. The Lord has been using this broadcast to bless thousands of people, and you will not be an exception. The glory of God shall cover you as you are listening to me. My voice shall become an authority and shall carry the power to bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, you can share this broadcast with your friend. Let them enjoy the broadcast, and the Lord will bless you as you do so in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for another day like this. We give all glory, we give all honor, we give all adoration. Be thou exalted in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised, my Redeemer. You are worthy to be praised. We have been talking about prayers for rapid manifestations of breakthroughs. Prayers for rapid manifestation of breakthroughs. And I want to sincerely appreciate all those who have been sending their testimony to us. We thank God for what God has been using this broadcast to do. And I believe that God will do more in Jesus' name. Are you experiencing delay? You have to pray the prayer we are told to pray today. Are you experiencing disappointment? Are you experiencing rejection? Are you experiencing rising and falling? Are you moving closer to breakthrough and the breakthrough never get into your hand? You need to pray all the prayers we are going to pray in this broadcast. And God shall bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. I say God shall bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. Breakthrough is very important in the life of everybody. Everyone pray for breakthrough, both old and young. Because breakthrough is an experience of progress. It's an experience of advancement. Breakthrough is an accelerated speed in life. Breakthrough is like a positive boost. It's an anointed increase. Breakthrough is an enlargement. Everybody desire breakthrough. I pray that as you desire breakthrough, may breakthrough come into your life in Jesus' name. But there are anti-breakthrough powers. These powers, they are the one that truncate breakthroughs. These powers, they are the one that makes it very hard for many people to experience breakthrough. This power, they are the one that make breakthrough far from people. And we want to go through them one by one. There are 21 of them, 21 major anti-breakthrough powers. These powers, they are the one that stop breakthrough when the breakthrough ought to have manifested. This power, they are the one that frustrate people at the border of breakthroughs. This power, they are the one that cause problem to appear when you are moving closer to your breakthrough. I pray for somebody today that all the anti-breakthrough powers stopping your progress midway shall be buried alive in Jesus' name. Number one is sin. The issue of sin must not be played with. You must not play with sin. You have to confess your sin and tell the Lord to have mercy upon you. Because it's one dangerous power that will always make breakthrough difficult. Number two is a curse. A curse. The Bible says, curse, curselet shall not come. There is no way a curse will be on someone without that fellow be under a curse. A curse is always obstruct the manifestation of breakthrough. Many people also have experienced breakthrough, but because there's a curse upon their head, because a curse has been placed upon them, and that has reduced the breakthrough from getting to them. I want you to pray this prayer. Say, every curse terminating my breakthrough, break in the name of Jesus. Every curse terminating my breakthrough, break in the name of Jesus. Every curse terminating my breakthrough, break in the name of Jesus. Every curse terminating my breakthrough, break in Jesus' name. Pray, say, every curse making breakthrough far from me, break in the name of Jesus. Every curse making breakthrough far from me, break in the name of Jesus. Every curse making breakthrough far from me, break in Jesus' name. We pray. Say, every curse of seeing breakthrough afar but not be able to get it, break in the name of Jesus. Every curse of seeing breakthrough afar but not be able to get it, break, break, break in Jesus' name. We pray. A curse is a terrible force that will always make breakthrough difficult. The third one is evil covenant. A covenant is an agreement between two or three people. Evil covenant is an agreement binding you with those that agreement has been established with. Evil covenant is a dangerous force that always act and destroy breakthrough. Say, hidden covenant in my foundation, terminating my breakthrough, break in the name of Jesus. Hidden covenant in my foundation, terminating my breakthrough, break, break, break in Jesus. Say, hidden covenant of my father's house, hidden covenant of my mother's house that is exchanging my breakthrough to bondage, break in the name of Jesus. Hidden covenant of my father's house, hidden covenant of my mother's house that is changing my breakthrough to bondage, break, 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 break in Jesus' name we pray. Number four is household enemy. Household enemy. The Bible said, a man's foes shall be members of his household. Household enemy is another dangerous force that terminates breakthrough, that destroys breakthrough, and that pushes breakthrough far from people. Household enemy, they are wicked and they are terrible. These are enemies that we need to fight against. You have to pray this prayer very well. Say, wickedness in my household, making it hard for me to have breakthrough in life, die in the name of Jesus. Wickedness in my household, making it hard for me to have breakthrough in life, die. When you say die, you say expire. Die me to expire. Die me to be useless. Wickedness in my household, making it hard for me to experience breakthrough, die in the name of Jesus. Wickedness in my household, making it hard for me to experience breakthrough, die. In Jesus' name we pray. Aha. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Number five is spiritual husband, spiritual wife. Spiritual husband, spiritual wife. These we always terminate breakthrough when a young man begin to have sex in the dream. It will be difficult for that young man to make any meaningful breakthrough in life. When a young woman or an adult woman or any category of a woman is having an encounter, an agreement with a spirit husband, it will abort breakthrough. It will make that life to be miserable. If that woman is looking for the fruit of the womb, that spirit husband will terminate it. If that lady had not married, that lady will not be able to settle in marriage because the spirit husband will not allow. It's a dangerous force. Pray this one very well. Shout it very well. Say, spirit wife. Say it like that if you are a man. If you are a woman, say, spirit husband, living inside of me, come out. There, in the name of Jesus. Spirit wife, living inside of me, come out. There, 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 in Jesus' name we pray. Say, the bondage of spirit husband in my life, break. In the name of Jesus, the bondage of spirit wife in my life, break, 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 break. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, evil spiritual marriage terminating my breakthroughs. There, in the name of Jesus, evil spiritual marriage terminating my breakthrough. There, in the name of Jesus, evil spiritual marriage terminating my breakthrough. There, there, in Jesus' name we pray. Beloved, when these powers are in operation, breakthrough move far. When these powers are in operation, the fellow will be experiencing vagabond spirits, vagabond situation. When these powers are in operation, that fellow will be rejected where he's supposed to be accepted. When these powers are in operation, that fellow will be seeing breakthrough afar, but the breakthrough will not be able to get to him. When these powers are in operation, there will be what we call progress embargo. When these powers are in operation, it will be difficult for the fellow to have a meaningful testimony. When these powers are in operation, that fellow will be experiencing stagnancy. When these powers are in operation, a fellow can start a business and within 6 months will crumble. When these powers are in operation, that fellow will be experiencing poverty, sickness, fibroid, the growth of fibroid in the body, miscarriage, many, many dangerous problems, diseases and infirmity, because anti-breakthrough powers are there in operation. I pray that God will deliver us in Jesus' name. I'm going to stop here and continue tomorrow. I've spoken about sin. Number two, curse. Number three, evil covenant. Number four, household enemy. Number five, spiritual husband, spiritual wife. May the Lord deliver us from them in Jesus' name. I want to pray on your oil and pray on your water. Father, in the name of Jesus, I decree that the content of this oil shall carry the power of deliverance. The content of this water shall carry the power of deliverance. The healing fire shall flow into this material. The anointing of the Holy Ghost shall descend into this material in the name of Jesus. When you use them, there shall be deliverance. There shall be healing. The blood of Jesus shall enter into these items, enter into this oil and this water, and multiply in 7 billion fold in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Take the oil and anoint your belly button and shout it like this. Say, blood of Jesus, deliver me from captivity in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, deliver me from captivity in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, deliver me from captivity in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, deliver me from captivity in Jesus' name we pray. Take the oil and anoint your center head. Aha. Put it on your center head. Say like this. Say, every yoke of stagnancy in my life, break in the name of Jesus. Every yoke of stagnancy in my life, break, 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 break. In Jesus' name we pray. Now take the oil and use it to rub your forehead now. As you are rubbing it, say, blood of Jesus,
Wipe away evil mark on my forehead in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, wipe away evil mark on my forehead in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, wipe away evil mark on my forehead in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, wipe away evil mark on my forehead in Jesus' name. Pray. Anoint your chest area, rub it very well. Your chest, if there are pain any part of your body there, rub it. If you have a lump in your breast, rub it there and say this one loud and clear. Say, every evil material inside my body be destroyed by fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil material inside my body be destroyed by fire, be destroyed by fire, be destroyed by fire, be destroyed by fire, be destroyed by fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, plantation of witchcraft in my body, in the name of Jesus. Plantation of witchcraft in my body, there, in the name of Jesus. Plantation of witchcraft in my body, there, 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 in Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your two hands now and say, every curse of poverty binding my hand together, break in the name of Jesus. Every curse of poverty binding my hand together, break, break in Jesus' name. Anoint your two legs. Say, every curse of aimlessness binding my legs together, break in the name of Jesus. Every curse of aimlessness binding my legs together, break in Jesus. They say, every curse of vagabond binding my leg together, break in the name of Jesus. Every curse of vagabond binding my legs together, break, break, break in Jesus' name we pray. Aha. I see somebody there. The Lord said, I should tell you, within 7 days he's going to surprise you. You are going to have unbelievable testimony. Aha, thank you, Father. I want to pray on your request now. If you have written them out, you can lift them out. If you have not written them, just put your hand on your chest. I pray that all these requests, oh Lord, answer them by fire. Let heaven open on this request and let there be testimony in their lives. In Jesus' name we pray. I decree into the life of someone that document you are expecting shall be released. Your permanent residency, a document for your permanent residency shall be released. Your visa shall be released. The blessing that the enemy have stolen shall be released. Your glory shall be released. Your virtue shall be released. Your star shall be released. Your destiny shall be released. In the name of Jesus Christ. All ladies who have not married, all men who have not married, I declare this year to be your year of manifestation and your year of testimony, your year of marital glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will get settled this year. In the name of Jesus Christ, I speak to all those who are looking for the fruit of the womb. In the name that is above all names, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I command you to receive twins, receive twins, receive triplets, receive twins, receive triplets, receive twins, receive triplets. Let there be triplets and twins manifesting in your home as you desire. Receive, 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 receive. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for those who are sick. Every sickness in your blood, sickness in your bone, be uprooted by fire. Be uprooted, be uprooted, be uprooted, be uprooted, be uprooted, be uprooted, be uprooted in the name of Jesus Christ. Aha. I pray for those who have experienced bankruptcy in business. Hear the word of the Lord. I command you to bounce back. Your business will arise and shine. Favor will come upon your business. Helpers will locate you. And there shall be testimony. Thank you, Father. I pray for those who have labored so much on their children, and now their children ought to have been helping them. They have not come to them. They have abandoned them. Every spell on the head of your children, any power using witchcraft to control your children, I command the power to perish now. And I command the spell to be broken. I command the glory of God to cover your children. I pray that any charm working against your children shall lose control in the name of Jesus Christ. Those who have property to sell and buyers have not come, I prophesy that to that property in the name of Jesus Christ. Let buyers be coming from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west, of the whole world looking for that property in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. May the Lord bless every one of you as you have joined us in this prophetic broadcast. The blessing of the Lord shall be more upon your life. The garment of favor shall be upon you in the name of Jesus Christ. This week shall speak volume of breakthrough to your life In Jesus' name we pray. In case you want to get across to us, send information to our WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. I am your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akiola from Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, B1 Close, 7th Avenue, First Act Town. God bless you in Jesus' name.